Hello, Cheshire Silk Radio listeners. This is Workplace of the Week. It's Imogen here, and I'm joined by Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Imogen. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, great, thank you.
So we're here today to talk about Wilmslow's Way Better. That is a tongue twister, I must say. Tell us a bit about Wilmslow's Way Better and your role in the business.
So Wilmslow's Way Better was started back in September 2021, and it was a developmental project to revitalise Wilmslow Town Centre that was done in conjunction with Wilmslow Town Council. Over the past 18 months, we have changed from being funded by the Town Council to actually now being a Wilmslow Business Improvement District. And what that means is that the businesses got together, there was a vote, and they decided that, yep, this would be a great idea, and we want to now take Wilmslow forward and make it way better.
Nice. So that's where the name came from. Love it. And what about your role? What is your role in the business, and what kind of things do you do? What is an average day in your life?
So as Business Improvement District Manager, there's no average day. It's so varied. My job is to oversee the whole project. We work on different themes to improve different aspects of the town centre. So last week I was overseeing a jet washing project to improve and enhance cleaning on Grove Street. The week before that we were running a big interactive dinosaur day that was free for all families to attend during half term. So there's no every day, and there's no day to day. It's just I'm here to make sure that all the projects are carried out, and we do make Wilmslow a great place for people to want to come, visit, shop, socialise.
You touched on, you know, things that you do for families. What other things have you got coming up that families can get involved in, or just any events in general that are coming up that are quite exciting?
So the dinosaur trail is still ongoing. That's actually run until Easter, and there are 8 dinosaurs hidden around the town centre. So you can get a map from the library or download it online, go around, find the dinosaurs, enter the competition, and be in chance of winning a prize. Then we've also got a really big coronation event coming up on Sunday, May the 7th. And then there'll be loads more events throughout the year. We're going to be producing a What's On guide, so people will be able to pick one of them up or view it online on the wilmslowswaybetter.co.uk website. And then no one wants to speak about it this early in the year, but we are already looking forward to Christmas, and we'll be planning to have another ice rink again this year.
Nice, that's exciting. So, you know, looking forward, you've got some really good events coming up. And if we look backwards since your time working here, what is the best event you've put on, or a key moment that you've thought, you know what, that was really good fun?
The dinosaur event during half term just gone was really good. We had a giant T-Rex and Velociraptor running around the town, and they were so much fun. They were like so realistic as well. They were really great. Christmas just gone, we trialled a synthetic ice rink down in Bank Square, and it was really, really great. It's just nice just to be able to see families get out and just do a really nice Christmas festive family activity. There's been loads. We had robots last year as well. I seem to have an obsession with stilt walkers. So whenever there's an event, I always have to have something that's huge and on stilts walking down the street. But people want that, don't they? Yeah. They don't want to... It's something you don't see every day.
Yeah. And how has the company grown since you've been here, and where do you see it growing even further?
So Wilmslow's Way Better, when it was first developed, like I say, it was funded by Wilmslow Town Council. And during the course of the year that followed that, the businesses got the choice whether they wanted to stick with this and see it forward. So it's moved over. So it's now business-led and business-funded. And that will last for the next 5 years. So hopefully during that time, we can really work on improving Wilmslow, making it the place that people want to come and visit from all around Cheshire and the Northwest.
To do all these events, you must need a good team. And are you taking on volunteers to help you run all these events? And if so, how can people get involved?
So the bid is governed by a bid board, which has approximately 15 members. So they oversee all the projects and the decision making. In terms of when we've got events on, we would love people to volunteer. As the events get bigger, we do really actually need people on the ground, whether it's just offering, you know, an hour up of the day to help marshal or things like that. That would be really great. And they can do that by just contacting us on the Wilmslow's Way Better socials or website.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Lisa, for joining me today. And this is Workplace of the Week.